Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and yes, this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the scriptures verse by verse. What a privilege it is. This podcast is brought to you by Faithful Counseling. This is an online counseling portal of Christian counselors in your area, and they are trained to bear your burden. There are many of them trained in trauma and cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the things that I needed, and I don't ever recommend anything to anyone unless I try it out first. So I spent a couple months in the portal learning about it and experiencing some good breakthrough. So if you're interested in just trying it for a month, you can get 10% off by going to getfaithful.com/prayeveryday. We are in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verses 8 through 14 in the Voice translation. This is what it says. In Lystra, they met a man who had been crippled since birth. His feet were completely useless. He listened to Paul speak, and Paul could see in this man's face that he had faith to be healed. Paul, shouting, said, "Stand up on your own two feet, man." The man jumped up and walked. When the crowd saw this, they started shouting in Lyconian. The crowd said, "The gods have come down to us. They've come in human form." They decided that Barnabas was Zeus and Paul was Hermes, since he was the main speaker. Before they knew it, the priest of Zeus, whose temple was prominent in that city, came to the city gates with oxen and garlands of flowers so the Lyconians could offer sacrifices to worship Paul and Barnabas. When they heard of this, Paul and Barnabas were beside themselves with frustration. They ripped their tunics as an expression of disapproval and rushed out into the crowd. "Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the fact that you are one who heals people, that there is power in the Holy Spirit, power to heal, power to set free, power to remove our sin as far as the east is from the west, which is very, very infinitely far away. So we are so thankful for that power. We're thankful for this story where someone who had been lame for his whole life suddenly stood to his useless feet and was able to walk. Lord, in this situation and in this kind of power encounter, we see how the crowd reacted. And they were, of course, elated. They were so excited to see something like this, but they misunderstood where the power came from. And Lord, help us to have this similar kind of discernment, or actually to have better discernment than they had, that we could know who you are and what you're doing in this world versus, what other gods are. And Lord, I think about idolatry. And in this particular community, they were worshiping other gods. They had set up idols for themselves. They had believed that Zeus and Hermes were actual entities, and they had believed that by sacrificing to them, that they would receive the things that they want. And I find it very fascinating, Jesus, that you, on the other hand, sacrifice yourself for us, that we could have newness of life. There's nothing that we can do to earn that salvation. There's nothing we can do to curry favor with you. In fact, if it were left up to me or us, there's nothing we could do to be able to atone for our sin. We have a Savior who sacrificed for us, but these folks misunderstood. And Lord, I can see why Paul and Barnabas would tear their robes, because they so much want people to see you. And I saw this as I was reading the book of Revelation, where John was encountering angels and wanted to worship them. And they had the same response. Nope, nope, nope. Don't worship me. Worship the Lord. And so, Lord, I want to end on that note. Help us to find you today, to seek you, to worship you, to proclaim that you are the God of the universe, the creator of everything, the one who ransomed mankind to yourself, the one who deserves every honor, every praise. You deserve us to bow on our knees before you. You deserve our adoration and our love and our affection. You deserve our lives and our obedience. And we choose to follow you because you are good and full of grace. You are powerful, and you have loved us so powerfully well. I'm so grateful that you are a God who sacrificed for his children. I love you, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You may or may not know this, but there is a podcast app, a Pray Every Day app on iTunes and Google Play, and it's free. So if you want to listen to the podcast a little more convenient way, that's a way you can do it. Plus, there's a bunch of little devotionals there. So I hope it blesses you, and I hope you have an amazing day.